今天选读的经文记载在新约马太福音14:22-33。会众请聆听上帝的话。耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说：你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说：主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说：你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说：你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了。在船上的人都拜他，说：你真是上帝的儿子了。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。马太福音11:28-30，耶稣说：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
大家早上好。
As always, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be with you all this morning.
我很感谢今天有这样的机会在这儿跟大家来分享。
And as you heard, we will be covering a passage that may be rather familiar and yet very fitting for us today.
今天我们要讲的这段经文大家都很熟悉，而且很适合今天的我们。
As we dive into his word, might we settle our hearts and be open to him and his ways and his very word.
我们要聆听他话语以前，我们现在来安静我们的心，打开我们的心，让他对我们说话。
And so before we go any further this morning, let's go to him in prayer.
所以我们先大家一起低头祷告。
Bow your heads with me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the privilege that we have to come before you.
我们感谢我们有这样子的一个权柄能够来到你的面前。
To learn from you.
来向你学习。
To read and open up your word.
能够读你的话语，打开你的话语。
Would you speak to our very hearts?
求你自己对我们的心说话。
Guide our steps.
帮助我们，带领我们的脚步。
And change our lives.
改变我们的生命。
For the better, for your kingdom cause and glory.
让我们的生命是为你而活，为你的国度而活。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，侍奉耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
Well, this morning's message is entitled Trust.
这个今天的信息叫做信靠。
And we are going to look at three rather familiar passages as we navigate this aspect of trust this morning.
我们谈到信靠，我们会从我们看三段经文。
Matthew 14:22-33, Peter walking on the water.
第一段是在马太福音14:22-33，讲到的是耶稣在水上行走。
A rather well-known proverb in Proverbs 3:5-6.
我们会看一个大家都很熟悉的箴言，第3:5-6。
And finding rest in Matthew 11:28-30.
我们会看到了怎么样能够得享安息，在马太福音第11章，28-30。
But we start in our main passage this morning, Matthew 14, 22 to 33.
那我们先看的是今天的主要的经文，在马太福音14章22到23节。
Just so we have a little backdrop here, Jesus and the disciples had just come off from feeding the 5,000 people plus women and children.
那给大家一些背景资料，那时候呢，耶稣刚刚喂饱了5000人，这5000人还不包括了妇女还有孩童。
And we remember how Jesus had compassion on the people and he imparted that to his disciples.
耶稣对这一群人 有很有同情心，很有怜悯，然后他让他的门徒也一起来喂饱这五千人。
And immediately after that, Jesus has the disciples get in the boat.
然后喂饱了以后，他马上就 上了船。
And as it reads in Matthew 14, 22 to 23, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone.
所以在马太福音这里就说到了耶稣随即催门徒上船。先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
First, I want us to see that Jesus was seeking time alone.
我们看到的是他寻找耶稣，他寻找独处的机会。
And he persisted at it, and now he's finally alone.
他坚持要找这个机会，最后呢，他终于是独处自己一个人了。
You see, this speaks to me personally, and hopefully it speaks to us corporately as well.
这个是真的是对我的心说话，我希望也是能够对大家的心说话。
We need to persist in setting aside solitude time.
我们必须坚持有自己一段自己独自独处的时间。
Because the world around us can constantly fill our schedules.But we need time, unrushed, in solitude with God.
因为我们现在的生活，我们会被各种各样的事情充满，让我们非常的忙碌。但是我们总需要有跟上帝独处的时间。
Moving on to verse 24, it reads, But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them.
在这里24节我们看到了那时船在海中因风不顺被浪摇撼。
Well, I can't help but think that Jesus must have been tired at this point.
那我可以想象耶稣在这个时候应该已经很累了。
He had walked up a mountain, down the mountain, and then now he's walking a long way out on the sea.
你要想到耶稣他上山然后又下山然后又走一段很长的路到了海边。
You see, from the earlier passages, we see that Jesus was interrupted and he had compassion.
那我们看到了之前呢，耶稣是被打断了，然后呢，他对他们有怜悯，有同情。
And now he is tired and he just simply does the impossible.
然后他现在很累了，他所做的事都是不可能的事情。
Verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。
You see, the Jewish night is divided into fours.
你知道，在这个犹太人，他们的夜是分成四部分的。
And so Jesus is walking on the lake towards the disciples in the fourth and final watch of the night.
那耶稣行走的是在四更天，就是最后一部分的时候。
You see, the disciples are in the midst of a storm. They are moving along just as Jesus had instructed. And then just before dawn, fear sets in.
然后我们看到门徒们听耶稣的话上了船，然后就快要到天亮的时候呢，他们就很害怕了，因为这个风浪来了。
They think it's a ghost. They don't recognize that it's Jesus.
而且他们看到了耶稣，他们以为是鬼怪，他们没想到是耶稣。
Let's jump down to verse 28. And Peter said, Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus.
在28节我们看到了彼得就说主如果是你请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说你来吧。 彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
I know a lot of times we look at this story and we recognize that, or we remember that Peter sank.
我们看这个故事，我们都记得那个彼得是沉下去了，对吧？
But we should also know that Peter obviously had enough faith to get out of the boat, trusting it was Jesus, and began walking towards him on the water.
但是我们要记得，彼得他是有那个信心，他下了船，他走，凭着信心走在水面上，要走到耶稣那里去。
How crazy is that? Peter is walking on water. Absolutely amazing.
所以彼得能够走在水面上，这已经很令人惊讶了。
And aren't we like Peter sometimes?
我们是不是也像彼得一样呢？
When we're just filled with passion and we come back from hearing messages at church or a camp or a conference, or maybe we just had an amazing prayer time or a devotional time.
我们是不是有时候也像我们参加了一个兴奋的祷告会，一个营会，或者是听了一个讲道，我们心里就充满了热情，像彼得一样。
That if Jesus would just call us to anything, we can do it.
如果那时候我们充满热情的时候，耶稣叫我们去做什么，我们可能就会就去做了。
We're willing to go all out for Jesus.
我们是全心全意要为主而活。
Here I am, Lord, send me.
我在这儿啊，请差遣我，主啊。
Well, he says, come, and we step out of the boat.
然后呢，他说来吧，我们就下了船。
And we start to go and.Wow, am I really walking on water? Can this be?
我们就跟着耶稣的命令走，然后我们就走在水面上。我们说啊，我真的在水面上行走吗？真的吗？
But then verse 30-31.
然后我们就看30-31节。
But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me.
这里呢，彼得在水面上行走，因为见到风甚大，他就害怕。将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说：“你这小信的人呐，为什么疑惑呢？”
You see, the further Peter walked away from the boat, the more he had to trust in Jesus.
你有没有看到？彼得走的离船越远，他就更需要信靠耶稣。
The further he got away from the boat, the harder it would be to save himself.
他离船越来越远，他就越来越难救他自己。
Aren't we like that sometimes?
我们自己是不是也像彼得一样呢？
We don't want to dive too deep into faith.
我们不想在信心里走得太深入。
I don't want to get totally lost in it.
我不想在那边就迷失了我自己。
I have to be able to save myself just in case.
我就是万一呢？什么事情发生了？我还想要救我自己。
You see, as he saw the storm around him, he lost sight of the very one who had enabled him to get that far in the first place, Jesus.
所以彼得当他看到困难、风浪的时候，他就忘记了谁是让他在海面上行走，能够走这么远，那就是耶稣。
Peter, in that moment, focused more on his own limitations rather than trusting in God's provision.
在那个时候，我们看到的彼得看到的是自己的局限性，而不是看到上帝能够供应他所需的一切。
This was the same case when they were feeding the 5,000.
这个在他们在喂饱五千人的时候也是同样的情况。
They looked at what little they had and what could they do?
他们看到他们有的食物呢，他们能够做什么呢？
They looked at their own limitations rather than God's provision.
他们只看到自己所拥有的这个局限的事情，而没有看到上帝能够所供应的东西。
And the farther he walked away from the boat, the more harder it would be for him to save himself.
所以呢，彼得离开船在水面上行走，越走越远，他就越难可以救自己。
And so everything that he fears begins to happen.
那他所心里的害怕就出来了，我们都看到了。
Peter begins sinking, and he calls out for Jesus, and Jesus lovingly rescues him.
他害怕没有信心的时候，他就开始往下沉，然后他就向耶稣求救，耶稣马上就救了他。
They return to the boat, and what happens?
他们就回到船上，然后呢？
The wind dies down.
风就止住了。
Once again, focused on Jesus after yet another miracle, and now they are in the safety of the boat.
我们看到了他刚刚经历了一个奇迹，现在呢，他们又回到了这个船上来安适的窝。
You see, storms oftentimes are referred to as dark or difficult times in our lives.
你知道风暴有时候指的是我们的困难，我们生命中的困难期或黑暗期。
An example may be like the unimaginable heartache and loss that the people of Lahaina, Maui are currently going through.
我们可以想象，像现在在 Lahaina, 猫屿岛那些人所失去的，所的就是一个很痛苦的时期。
Those are the obvious storms in our life.
这就是我们生命中的一些风暴。
But storms could also be distractions, eyes off of Jesus items, essentially our idols.
有时候呢，这个风暴呢，并不一定是困难期，而是让我们造成我们的干扰，让我们的眼光不再定睛在耶稣身上，而是看在一些我们自己所看重的事情，偶像上。
We distract ourselves from him. We give more time to other things and often neglect the most important things.
我们不再定睛仰望耶稣，而是分心了，而在注重在觉得我们觉得更重要的事情上。
And so the question becomes, are we willing to step out on the water and walk towards him, placing our total trust in him?
所以这问题就在我们愿不愿意下船以后走在水面上，是对着向着耶稣去走，而且是信靠，完全信靠他。
We can't do it ourselves, although we often try.
我们自己做不到，虽然我们自己很想凭我们自己的力量做得到。
Proverbs 3:5-6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths."
我们在箴言第三章第五到六节，我们看到了你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠你自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
You see, it doesn't say that he will tell you where the path leads.
在这里我们看到他没有说他要带你到哪儿去。
It doesn't say that the path will be lined with blessings and comfort.
他也没说这条路，他带你走的路是充满了祝福和舒适。
But it does say that he will make your path straight. You just need to trust him.
这里但是他却说到，你只要走这条路，他就会带领你走过这条路。
That is the question. Do we trust him?
所以问题就在于我们信靠他吗？
And so,To see why this is critical, we come to our final passage, which is in Matthew 11:28.
所以这是很关键的哦。我们一直来看马太福音第11:28。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这里说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Just as he invited Peter to come out onto the water.
就像正如他邀请那个彼得向他招手，让他来到他的面前，走在水上。
He beckons us, he invites us to come that we might find rest in him.
在这我们也看到他向我们招手说，来，你可以在我的里面得到安息。
Here's the thing, we can only be able to truly rest if we truly trust him.
所以我们只有完全信靠他的时候，我们才能够得到完全的安息。
Quick story.
我跟大家分享一个很快小故事。
On a trip to Maui, some time ago.
很久以前，我去毛伊旅行。
I was with a group of friends and I had planned most of the itinerary and the majority, I was doing most of the driving as well.
然后我是这个整个行程都是我计划的，然后大部分的时间也都是我开车。
And on several occasions throughout the trip, although I would have loved some rest,
那有时候我开车有点累，我是希望能够休息一下。
Problem was, I could not rest because I didn't trust others to drive to the locations on the itinerary.
这问题是我没有办法休息，是因为我不相信我的朋友能够开车 正确的开到我们要去的目的地。
Especially since Google Maps wasn't what it is today, and the reception also wasn't the greatest.
特别是那时候呢 ，Google 的地图没有这么的良好，而且那时候的那个 WiFi 也没有太好。
But when it came to driving back to our rental property, I could actually rest because I trusted others to get us back to our rental property.
可是当我们要开回去我们租的地方的时候，我们住的地方呢，我是相信我的朋友可以开回去，所以我会让他们开。
I think you can kind of get the idea of how trust and rest go two and two together.
所以我们大概可以想象一下，就是说这个安息跟信靠是两个是同时存在的哦。
And so if we don't trust him, then we can't really find rest when we come to him.
所以呢，我们如果不信靠他的话，我们就不可能真正的在 来到主的面前的时候能够得到安息。
Verse 29 says, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里说到的是我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。
Now going along with trusting is yielding to his lead, learning from him.
所以呢，要信靠的话，我们就必须要顺从于他的带领，跟他学习。
You see, we have all of our own ideas of how God should do things, but God has his own way of doing things.
我们自己对我们的想法说上帝应该要怎么做，但是上帝有他自己的做法。
And he calls us to learn from him.
那他呼召我们是跟他学习。
Because imagine this, when we are yoked, we are tied together.
当我们跟别人同负一轭的时候，我们是在同一个轭的下面。
And imagine this picture, if you are pulling in different directions, does that seem very restful?
所以你们同负一轭，你们走不同的方向，你看看是不是很有安息感呢？
No, it will be very difficult and very tiring to even try to move one step forward.
就是你走不同方向，走一步你都会很痛苦，也很累的哦。
And many times we come to the Lord, but we're trying to go our own direction.
所以有时候我们来到主的面前，我们就想要走我们自己的方向。
And God's saying, if you be willing to trust me, then you can find rest.
但是耶稣说，如果你相信我，你就跟我一起走。走同一个方向，你就会得到安息。
You see, when we try to do it our own way, it's quite the opposite of rest.
我们走我们自己用我们自己的走法的话，这跟安息是完全相反的。
And we might even begin to wave our fist at God and say, "How could you, Lord?"
如果我们走自己的路，我们有时候会对上帝生气，为什么你会让情况变成这样呢？
We must allow Him to lead. We must learn from Him.
所以我们应该要让上帝来带领我们，让跟他学习。
You see, he is gentle and humble while yet being the very best.
我们知道这个主是温柔谦卑，而且是最为美好。
You see, there is no one better to trust than him.
那因为他是最值得信靠的。
And so when you think about that, we can truly rest assured when we're trusting him.
所以我们能够信靠他，我们就真的可以完全的放心。
Yet many times we, like Peter, we see the wind, we lose sight, and we have our own ideas.
但是有时候我们很像彼得一样，我们就看不清，我们只看到风，然后我们就有我们自己的想法了。
We think of our own limitations, and we feel that God has overlooked things, and or he doesn't care about certain things the way that we do.
然后我们就看到我们自己的局限性，然后就觉得上帝忽略了我们所看重的，他不在乎我们了。
So Lord, how can I trust you even though I also know that you do know beyond what I know?
所以有时候我们说，主啊，我怎么能够信靠你呢？虽然我知道你比我知道的还要多。
We're worried that the wind is stronger than the Lord.
有时候我们真的担心那个风呢，比上帝更强大。
And yet, as we saw in Peter's story, he made the wind die down.
但是呢，我们在彼得这个故事，我们看到了耶稣使这个止住了风。
But not in the time that we wanted; it was in His time.
这并不是以我们想要他止住的时间，而是是上帝耶稣自己想止住风的时间。
You see, he patiently waits for us to trust him that we might truly find rest in him.
我们看到了耶稣不断的耐心的等候我们，让我们能够在他的里面找到安息。
That we would truly experience life with him, that we would see the amazing, unimaginable journeys with him.
他真的等候我们能够跟他一起同享生命，跟他一起同行，看到这美好的路上有的美好的旅程。
Sometimes we're so worried about other people's faith and their journeys that we forget about the journey that he's called us out to.
有时候我们就是老是看别人的旅程是怎么样的美好，而忘记了他要我们走的那条路。
While he has invited others to come, he's calling directly to you, come.
他有邀请别人来，可是他是直接的邀请你来走这条路。
And why does he do this? Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
为什么他邀请你来跟他同行呢？因为他说到了第三十节，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
It seems rather difficult to operate in this way because we operate within this world and often we get distracted and or we get consumed by things.
要照着这个话，上帝的话语来做很难哦，因为我们常常被这个世界给消耗了，常常分心了。
But by trusting him, yielding to his lead, learning from him, and trusting that his way is the way.
但是我们只要信靠他，然后呢顺服他，然后跟他学习，我们就知道他就是唯一的这个这条路。
So the practical step is we can follow his very own example.
所以我们就是要遵着他的脚踪行，跟着他的例子来走。
Despite personal circumstances, Jesus was others-minded, having compassion.
不管耶稣处在什么样的境况，他都是为他人着想，而且呢有同情心。
Amidst the outside pressures and the demands and expectations, Jesus was able to carve out time to break away.And press for precious time of solitude with God the Father.
我们看到了，在耶稣处的环境当中，他有很多外来的压力，大家对他有很大的期许。但是呢，不管他有多么忙、多么累，他一定找一个独处、安静的时间。
Now, with all that we've covered, I want us to return back to Matthew 14:28-31.And it reads, And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, Come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith.Why did you doubt?
我们再重新来看我们刚才读过的马太福音14章，我们看28-31节。彼得说：“主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。”耶稣说：“你来吧。”彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人哪，为什么疑惑呢？
You see, Peter had the right mindset, and he began to do the impossible.
我们看到了彼得一开始有正确的心态，然后他开始做一些不可能的事情。
And it's easy for us to look at this story and say, well, Peter shouldn't have doubted.
我们看彼得故事，我们好像很轻而易举的可以说，他彼得不应该要疑惑呀。
But as we live it out in our own lives, we know it's easier said than done.
但是呢，我们自己活在这样一个情况的时候，我们就知道呢，这个说的比做的还要简单哦。
So might we see today through our dear brother Simon Peter's example?
那今天我们从彼得的这个故事，我们看到的
that we have no reason to doubt and every reason to trust when that trust is placed in him.
从彼得身上我们看到的，我们根本就不需要去疑惑，而是完全的信靠主。
Because it's always going to be easier for other people to see that you have every reason to trust Jesus.
因为呢，总是别人看你，总是觉得更容易知道你有所有的理由要来信靠耶稣。
Just as it's easy for us to look at Peter's situation and think, you have no reason to doubt, just trust Jesus.
所以我们看到彼得，我们就可以知道说他根本就不需要疑惑，就完全信靠就好了。
You were doing so well.
你看彼得啊，你做得这么好。
You were walking on water.
你在水面上行走。
We don't see it.
我们自己看不到我们自己。
It's hard when it's your own life.
因为如果你是你自己是彼得那个情况的话，你看不清楚。
The enemy tries to blind us.
因为敌人会让我们看不清。
But I want us to remember that it is the best thing for us to do to trust Jesus.
但是我要大家记住的是，我们最好的事情能够做的就是要信靠耶稣。
And that is also how we find the best rest.
那信靠耶稣也是我们找到得到完全安息的一个方法。
So are we willing to trust him wholeheartedly, trusting that he will supply us all that we need?
我们是愿不愿意全心全意的信靠他，而且相信他绝对能够供应我们所需的一切。
Let us trust him.
让我们一起来信靠他。
Or maybe we decide to continue getting distracted, unwilling to surrender all areas of our lives to him.
或者我们呢不愿意，我们还是愿意被分心，然后呢我们不愿意把我们所有的一切都献上。
And we never truly walk on water.
那我们就永远都不会走在水面上。
And we always resort to the comforts of our boat.
而我们就会永远都会回到我们舒适的船上。
But church, what I want us to see today is that that's not the life that he wants for us.
但是我想让大家看到的是，这样子的生活并不是上帝要我们的生活。
He also doesn't want you just walking on water either.
他也不是只是要单单的你就一直在水面上行走。
The life is life lived with him.
我们的生命是跟主一起活的生命。
And so we are to follow him.
所以我们是要跟随他。
We follow his lead.
我们跟随他的指引。
It's not that he follows us.
并不是他跟随我们走。
He's God.
他是上帝。
We're not.
我们不是。
The Lord lead us and guide us.
所以主啊，求你自己来带领我们，来指引我们。
May we trust you all the more.
让我们越来越信靠你。
And may we find rest for our very souls.
愿我们能够在你的里面找到安息。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you, Lord God.
我们感谢你，上帝。
We thank you that you are the great I am.
谢谢你就是你。
You are the one that has all things subject to you.
你所有一切都是顺从于你。
And Lord God, while we don't understand everything,
主啊，虽然我们不了解所有的一切事情，
we trust and know that you know what you are doing.
但是我们信靠你，我们知道你知道你自己在做什么。
And that you have invited us into relationship with you.
你也邀请我们能够跟你建立关系。
And for that, we are so grateful.
我们也非常感谢你邀请我们。
That the amazing God of the universe,
你是这个充满世界最大的神
，Creator God Almighty。
你是创造一切的主
，Would love us so。
你如此的爱我们
，To sacrifice His only Son，
为我们而牺牲了你自己的儿子。
Lord God, guide us and lead us in Your way and Your truth。
主啊，求你自己带领我们在你的真理中，你的道路里。
May we trust You with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength。
帮助我们能够尽心尽性尽意的来信靠你。
May we love you.
帮助我们爱你。
And find rest in you.
而在你的里面能够找到安息。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你主。
Use us for your kingdom causing glory.
谢谢主耶稣。
In Jesus' name, pray.
使用我们，我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。